Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks. The teaching of our textbooks concerning Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. First, I would like to listen to what is written in the textbooks. Then we will be reading to you the comments from Citizens for National Security. Then I will respond by the words of Allah in the Quran, the true Islam, which we should teach our children in our public schools instead of this hogwash which we allow the liberals and the Muslims to teach our children. So first, let us listen to what is written in the textbook.
In the text, World History, published by McGraw-Hill, Glencoe, copyright 2008, the Quran permitted fair defensive war as jihad, or struggle in the way of God. Muhammad's successors expanded their territory. In the conquered territories, Arab administrators were tolerant, sometimes even allowing local officials to continue to govern. Both Christian and Jews were allowed to practice their religions because they were people of the book, those who had written scriptures revealed by God before Muhammad. Those who chose not to convert were required to be loyal to Muslim rule and pay taxes.
From Citizens for National Security, William M. Koresh II and Dr. William Sexton respond to this lie by stating, words do matter, and the author's choice of passive language to describe the Islamic 7th century conquests is deceptive and highly misleading. Will Durant, in his epic history, Age of Faith, describes the wars of Islamic conquest as the sword of Islam. Under the ruthless leader Khalid ibn al-Walid, Syria and Persia were conquered by aggressive war. Khalid ibn al-Walid was known as the Sword of Allah and deposed for his cruelty. During the later half of the 7th century, Islam was divided by several factions as they continued their conquest. During the next 300 years, Islam spread by wars of conquest to southern Spain, the Arabian Peninsula, Eastern Europe, and Jerusalem, and the entire Holy Land that had been the ancient homeland of the Jews and later Christians. None of these conquests were defensive fights. They were wars of aggression. The people of conquered nation, non-Muslim known as infidels, were required to wear unique clothing and pay substantial tribute. Jews and Christians were known as zimmi, and their inferior status was known as demitud in modern times. Under Sharia Islamic law, zimmi have no legal right. Jews and Christians may not testify in court against a Muslim and have no legal right to dispute or challenge anything done to them by Muslims. There is no such thing as a Muslim raping a Jewish woman, and or a Christian woman. There is no such a thing as a Muslim murdering a Jew, and or a Christian. At most, it can be manslaughter. In contrast, a Jew, or a Christian who strikes a Muslim is killed, according to the Hanafi manual. That is why the Islamic State offers them protection if they agree to live as zimmi by paying jizya, but it cannot allow that they should remain supreme rulers in any place and establish wrong ways and establish them on others. As this state of things inevitably produce chaos and disorder, it is the duty of the true Muslims to exert their utmost to bring an end to their wicked rule and bring them under a righteous order. And here is the summary to what is written by Citizens for National Security. Number one, Islam was a religion spread by the sword of conquest, not self-defense. Number two, Islamic commanders were ruthless and cruel, conquering lands from the Christian Holy Land to parts of Eastern and Southern Europe. Constantinople, the former capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, a Christian land, was conquered by the Islamic Turks, and the Church of Santa Sophia turned into a mosque. Number three, Muslims conquered Jerusalem and built a mosque, the Dome of the Rock, on the foundation of the Temple of Solomon. Number four, the Jews and Christians' population were known as Zimmi, had inferior status to Muslim, fewer rights, and had to pay additional oppressive taxes. The tax is known as jizya. Now, I myself would like to reply to the statement which is taught to our children with the words of Allah in the Quran to expose the lies which are taught to our children in that public school textbook. First, the passage said, the Quran permitted fair defense war as jihad. There is not one verse in the Quran which Muslim can read and share with us to prove that the jihad is a war for self-defense. You hear it all the time, Muslim in the West. They say, well, the jihad is a holy war for self-defense. But as I have shared with you in the previous programs, when we talked about jihad and we went through all the verses in the Quran, 31 verses, if I can remember correctly, in none of these verses we read that Allah is commanding the Muslim to perform jihad for the purpose of self-defense. But the opposite was true. All the verses of the jihad in the Quran, first, it was Muhammad performing jihad in the city of Yathrib. That is the city that belongs to the people of the book. And there he changed the name from Yathrib to Medina, and they call it the city of Muhammad. This is Muhammad who escaped from Mecca to Yathrib. In few months, he killed the Jews and the Christians, and he conquered the land of Yathrib, and he took it for his own, and he called it the city of Medina. But then later, Muhammad made up new revelations, the new verses of the Quran, where in them he commands the Muslims to go out to attack innocent caravans, innocent people in other cities and other locations near to Medina, and there he began to slaughter Jews and Christians, killing thousands and thousands of Jews and Christians, taking their homes, their land, and their money. That's not my opinion. That's not my suggestion. That is the teaching of Allah's word in the Quran. As if you go to Quran chapter 33 and verses 26 and 27. And there we can read the final opinion of Allah's word concerning the people of the book, the Jews and the Christian. Jihad was always aggressive war. Muhammad and his followers in his days and his followers after he died have launched this war attacks against people in the other part of the land. When Muslims came to Egypt, there was not one Egyptian Christian who waged war against Muhammad and Muslims. But they came all the way from Saudi Arabia to Egypt. They took over my home country by war. They conquered our land. And in 100 years, they killed 4 million Christian men. And they took their wives and their daughters. And that's how Egypt was conquered by the Muslim. There is not one Muslim family, husband and wife and children, who came from Saudi Arabia to immigrate to Egypt. They were Muslim men. By the leadership of Omar, they took over our country through conquering by the sword. They took over Egypt. And these men stayed in Egypt after they killed the Christian men, and they took their wives and their daughters as concubines and slaves, just within less than 100 years. Now, jihad must be taught right to our children. And we're not going to talk about jihad right now, because we have another session. We're in it. We will talk about lies in the textbooks concerning the teaching of jihad.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let us continue to investigate the lies in this passage, which states that jihad is struggle in the way of God. First of all, you cannot, and I'll repeat a million times, they have no right to put Allah as God in our textbooks, because that is infiltrating the mind and the heart and the soul of our children to believe that Muslims believe in the same God we Christian worship. God, capital G-O-D, has nothing to do with Allah, the God of Muhammad. If Muslims believe that God have a son, his name is Jesus Christ, he died on the cross and he rose from the dead, and God have a spirit, third person, is called the Holy Spirit. If they believe in that, then we can allow the textbooks to write capital G-O-D as the name of the God of the Muslim. But otherwise, we need to change it to a small G-O-D or Allah. But jihad is not a struggle for the way of God. It is to fight for their Allah, small g, God, Satan. Then the textbook states Muhammad's successors expanded their territory. What is expanding their territory? They're just buying extra piece of land next to Mecca, next to Saudi Arabia? No, that's a very positive way to describe the truth and what took place after Muhammad died. It is called Muslim invasion to other countries, not expanding their territory. For Osama ibn Zayd, the new leader of the Muslim militant, who was appointed by the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad himself, left Saudi Arabia to conquer the land. He did not expand their territory, but he actually invaded other countries. He left Saudi Arabia to take over the rest of the world, one city at a time, one country at a time. Through performing the jihad, they killed the original people of the land, and they took their land by force, through wars. And then listen to the lies. In the conquered territories, Arab administrators were tolerant, Really? Guys, for heaven's sake, how long will we allow this type of propaganda, this hogwash, to be taught to our children? Do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? Do you care about the future of your own? We need to rise and stand up against these lies. They were not tolerant at all. They were killing the Christian and the Jews by the sword, taking their lands. Listen to the rest of the lie. Even allowing local officials to continue to govern. Really? Where did they come up with this propaganda? Yes, indeed, Muslim in America are allowing Christian and Jewish political leaders to continue to rule this country. You know why? Because it's only 1.5% Muslim in America. Wait until the 1.5% become 10%. They will force their leaders over you, like it or not. Before Muslim even reach 10% in America, they will force Sharia, Islamic law, over your children and over your grandchildren, like it or not, or they will terrorize you. They will put palms everywhere they can to terrorize you and to turn your day into darkness. Listen to the rest of the lies. They said both Christians and Jews were allowed to practice the religion because they are the people of the book. Can you imagine? Even in this lie here, you can catch the ignorance and the deception of those who wrote this baloney for our children. They allowed the Christian to worship Jesus in Egypt. Wow, that was very nice of them. No, remember the study we have together about the Pact of Omar? They were enslaving the Christian in their own home country of Egypt. We have to wear clothes to tell them that we are Christian. We have to stand up from our seats for Muslim to sit in it instead of us. We have to host the Muslim in our homes 3 days and three nights. We could not play the cymbals loudly in our churches when we worshiped Jesus, because this would upset the Muslim. We could not ring the church bells in our churches. We could not remodel the churches. Even until today, my own brother, he used to be a minister. He spent 22 years trying to remodel a bathroom in a Baptist church in Alexandria, Egypt. And until he left Egypt, he was not successful to do so. And the Pact of Omar also said that if a church falls down, we cannot rebuild it. That's why until today in Egypt, 1400 years later, we have a hard time to build a church. I know this from experience, as my father tried hard to build churches in Egypt, and they did not allow it. The government of Egypt has closed thousands of churches all over the country. Then the textbook described the people of the book by stating, those who had written scripture revealed by God before Muhammad. Wow, see here? Here Muhammad came in. What are we teaching our children here? Christians and Jews have scripture. But this scripture come before Prophet Muhammad. First of all, we lie to our children by making them believe that the God of the Christian faith and the Jewish faith is the God of Muhammad. Second, we're telling our children that Muhammad is a true prophet. This child molester, this sex offender, this prophet pretender, this womanizer, this thief, this killer, this adulterer, this very sinful man is now being put in the same status of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. As for the final lie in this textbook, it says, those who choose not to convert will require to be loyal to Muslim rule and pay taxes. And that will bring us to Quran chapter 9, verse 29, where here we see the true picture of Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book. Allah in the Quran said, engage in war with those who do not believe in Allah and in the last day, and do not forbid what Allah and His Messenger forbid, and do not believe in the religion of truth, the religion of Islam, among those who have been given the book, the Jews and the Christians. Here we go. That is what we should really teach our children in our public school. Not this propaganda Islam about the people of the book. Allah in this verse is commanding Muhammad and his followers, the Muslim, to engage in war with who? With the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews. Which one? The one who attacked Muhammad? No. The one who killed the Muslim? No. The ones who do not believe in Allah. The ones who do not forbid what Allah and His Messenger forbid. The ones who do not believe in the religion of truth, the religion of Islam. So if you do not believe in Allah, if you do not forbid what Muhammad and his Allah forbid, if you do not believe in the religion of Islam and you are among the people of the book, you must be ready. Muslims are about to engage in war with you. Why? Because that is the true fate of the Christians and the Jews, according to the final words of Allah in the Quran. But then we have a good catch in the end, because there Allah said, you engage in war with them until... You see, the teaching of this verse is nothing but a sneaky way to force the Christians and the Jews to pay the jizya. That's how cheap Allah and Muhammad and his followers, the Muslims, are. We give them some money, you can live. For here is Allah's word, until they pay the jizya out of hand and they are subdued and they are humiliated. That is exactly how Muslims should treat the Christians and the Jews. You're going to kill them until they give you the jizya and they are subdued. And to continue our study of the lies about the people of the book, which is the Bible, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.